Riverside Locker Room Chatter continues tonight here on KNCA, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones boys coach Tyler Herbster joining us. Cyclones playing some really good basketball right now and certainly in control of their own destiny for a Northeast Kansas League championship. But, Coach, still 2 weeks left in the regular season. You know, when we get to the postseason, you're going to play good teams. You're going to be in tightly contested matchups. In your last two games, you know, you did beat JCN fairly comfortably Friday, and JCN had been playing some really good ball up until that point. But I really want to focus on the two games you've already played here this week. And starting on Monday night on the road, good team in the TVL in Centralia, 58-56. You guys get the win. Tyzel Harrington making some big plays down the stretch. So let's start there, a two-point win on Monday night.
Yeah, and a game that we, you know, look at the stats, we shot 2 for 15 from the three-point line. We usually thrive at getting to the free throw line, and we only shot 7 free throws in the game, and it was physical. Their guards are just as physical as their post players are. They might not have that big tall guy inside, but as far as just a physical standpoint, they remind me pretty a lot of the Sabetha game that we played in as far as their guards go. But yeah, we were down most of the game, kind of just hung around, hung in there. I think we were down 12 points with 5.5 minutes left in the game. With 3.5 minutes left in the game, our defense kind of stepped up and made some good stops, and we made some really tough shots down the stretch, and, got fortunate enough that we had a foul with 24 seconds left down two, and they missed both free throws, and Tyzel kind of does what he did and got to the free throw line quick, knocked down pretty two clutch free throws to tie it with about 12 seconds left. And then on the next possession, we got a steal pretty quickly, and Tyzel got back into the lane and made a pretty tough turnaround jump shot that eventually won us the game. So he did pretty well. Gavin Schoenfelder ended the game with 17 points and 10 rebounds as well. So pretty happy with our big sophomores play inside, kind of keeping us in that game offensively.
So you guys play that grinder on Monday night. It goes down the home stretch, and then you turn right around Tuesday and take on Valley Falls. And that was a massive league contest. And, you know, I told you a little bit before we popped on here about, you know, I was looking at this game thinking, man, I expect that one to be a really good game. And that is certainly what it was. And another one where it comes right down to the wire. You guys hold on for a 46-45 win, and again, Tyzel making some big plays for you.
Yeah, like I said, at the end of the game situations and those tight games in the huddle, we're not over there overthinking it or drawing up any real special plays, to be honest with you. We know who we want to have the ball in their hand, and he can either make a tough shot or at least give us a chance at the free throw line. He's good at getting to the basket and drawing some contact, and kind of the same situation where our defense got some late stops, and we just had the ball at the end of the game tied with 49 seconds left, and we planned on just taking the last second shot, and got kind of fortunate to get to the free throw line quickly, and Tyzel made 1 of 2 free throws, and Valley Falls got a really good shot out there at the end of the game that just didn't fall for them. So really good game. We had this stretch of Friday JCN, Monday at Centralia, Tuesday at home. Now we play Thursday and Friday this week. So
yeah.
It's been a long road, and I know we didn't touch base on the JCN game, but that was probably one of the best games that we played. And we just played against a lot of zone, and it looked like we really knew what we wanted to do against the zone against JCN. And we shot 5 for 11 from three, so our big started passing really well to one another. And we got to the free throw line 24 times in that game. And, you know, we realize that we can't just be sitting there pressing and pressing, because at the end of the year, these teams aren't just going to turn the ball over to us. So we're trying to figure out a way to get some easy baskets if we're not getting layups in transition. And we figured that out with, you know, getting Gavin the ball on the block for some easy stick-ins. We got our easy points getting to the free throw line. We've been shooting free throws really well, except the Valley Falls game. We went 11 for 20, so that didn't really help us there. In Centralia, we only got to the free throw line 7 times. So it's really been free throws, offensive rebounds, getting some touches inside is where we're getting our easy baskets, since we're not getting as many transition layups, and, you know, taking care of the basketball and not giving up offensive rebounds on our end is really what we're focused on right now.
Riverside boys basketball coach Tyler Herbster joining us again. They sit in a real good spot, 15-4, undefeated in league play. A couple of close wins this week. Again, taking on Horton on Thursday night. Again, a makeup game from late January. And then Friday, Riverside is going to be on the road at Troy. We'll have those games in Troy Friday on KNZA. Coach, we really appreciate it. We will talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.